experience at Fort Schuyler, you so entering as a freshman, I mean, you're taking a course of second.
Well, freshman, you're taking introductory to shipping, so it's generic deck degree or engineering degree. You're taking a lot of the same courses your freshman year.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking your basic calculus, your history, your English, normal baccalaureate degree classes. Sophomore year on, you're focused. That's it. If you change after that, you're getting set back. So by then, you had to make a decision
as to what department you want.
Exactly.
So what did you choose?
Well, I chose deck. My engineering skills and higher mathematics skills are shitty. So I decided to go for deck and go for the navigation, and those were complicated themselves. I never realized that all navigation is trigonometry. If I'd have known that, I probably would have just gone to a different college.
Right.
But
so you got through that sophomore year, and then what year do you go to sea?
You go to sea the Sports Scholar High School training ship. So you go to sea after your freshman year, sophomore year, and junior year.
During the summer.
So you have no summer break, save for maybe 30 days before you have to be back. But I was a volunteer for the new freshman to help do the indoctrination classes, so I had maybe a 3-week vacation every summer.
And that would be, you know, they come in early and get them accustomed to the campus life.
Exactly. It's a mini wannabe boot camp for 2 weeks for the freshmen.
I see. So what would your time at sea during those years, what was that like? Must have been exciting.
Oh, it was great. I mean, my first time overseas. I didn't have a rich family, so I was, you know, my first time going to England and Ireland and Wales, and I think my first year we went to Germany, Spain, and Ireland. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
I never
get to explore a little bit.
We'd have about 5 days in port. And the school was great. They'd have people that would find tours for us, so you could take a bus tour if you had the money, or you'd go explore on your own, which I did a lot of in Spain, because it was just easy to get around there.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you do that each summer?
Each summer.
Until you graduate.
Exactly. And, you know, it starts out with growing degrees of responsibility in education. As a freshman, you're learning basic seamanship, how to splice, how to tie a knot, chipping, painting, the stuff a normal, ordinary seaman would be doing.
Yeah.
Your sophomore year, you're taking on more responsibilities, you're learning more, you're guiding the freshmen. And then as a senior, you're supposed to be, well, entering your senior year, after your junior year, you're supposed to really be almost an officer. So at this point, you're supervising the cadets under the supervision of a licensed officer.
So all 3 years would be on the same ship.
Yes. Well, for me, there were some cadets that were able to go their second time around on a commercial ship, but billets were very limited, so...
I see. Okay, I see what you're saying. Like, as an apprenticeship or...
Exactly. Yeah. They would call them summer cadet berthing, cadet positions.
Mm-hmm.